Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Before you can pull back that bow or put the crosshairs on that big buck, you have to be prepared. Pike County Co-op has you covered for the upcoming deer season with our large selection of plot mixes and fertilizer for your food plots. Pike County Co-op on Knee-High Circle, your one-stop store for this deer season.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Good morning. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we're going to talk for a couple hours about taking care of your house and maintaining your house. And yeah, I know a lot of you kind of out on taking the weekend away and not doing stuff around the house that could be done, but that's okay. We're going to talk about it anyway, and a whole bunch of other stuff as well, stuff that I may have seen in the news this past week that actually relates to a lot of the handyman things that we talk about, so we'll get to that. But we welcome your text anytime at 601-879-4395. And this is our C-Spire text line. And on that, you can send pictures, you can send comments. We'll accept just anything on that. And also, you're welcome to call in from time to time when we're not, when we don't have guests on board. You can call us at our call-in line is 888-808-8637. And this first segment is always open for them. We would love to hear from you and find out what's going on in your life and find out if we can be of some help to you, because we definitely want to be. But first thing I saw when I got in here this morning was looking over at the broadcast desk. There's a brochure on here about Overdose Awareness Day today. And today is Overdose Awareness Day. And they're talking about, well, I'm sure they're talking more about drugs than anything, but I don't think there's is I would be surprised if there's a family out there that hasn't touched overdose one way or another. I know I have in my family. I had a niece that actually overdosed on heroin, and I have a sister that actually drank herself to death. So that's sort of an overdose, if you will, the same sort of thing. But I think what we need to take away from this more than we need to take away anything is that that help is available, recovery is possible, and we all have a role in saving lives. And that's more like conversations and discussions with and encouraging. It takes an amazing amount of willpower to overcome an addiction of any kind. It takes an amazing amount of willpower, but I guess our place in this world is to encourage that and to really just push that ahead as far as we can. So I just thought I'd make mention of that because that just happened to be the first thing I came into this morning was Overdose Awareness Day, which I had no idea was happening. But because every day is dedicated to something, but that's really a hot topic, and I think it's a very important thing to discuss. So, all right. Handyman Show right here, Super Talk Mississippi. We're going to go on just yakking about all sorts of neat things. Let's see. Text line's already lit up. Let's see what it says. I have to get my text line over here and get things set up. I can't even see it yet. Yes, I can. All right. Yellow dog is in my yard. Move on. Yeah. No, I think it still has a lot to do with the garden mama talking about bugs and stuff, whatnot. So we'll you know. Hey, send us a text that has to do with home care and whatnot maintenance. I'm not really strong on outside gardening.
No, and we got done with that about 10 minutes ago.
So you can ask me outside. You can ask me outside gardening questions, but they're apt to be kind of
probably not be the advice you want to give. You're not warranting this.
I mean, I've gotten earth on my hands many, many times growing up as a youngster. We had a vegetable garden right next door, which was huge vegetable garden. In the summertime, I'd sell vegetables. So, yeah, I'm kind of a little – and my brothers both went to an agricultural high school, which I didn't choose to go to. So
you don't have the green thumb.
I don't
per
have,
se.
I don't. That's correct. I think that's a good way to put it. Is I don't have the green thumb.
Well, the advice that Garden Mama gives is warranted.
Yeah. You know,
so if something goes wrong, there are repercussions. No, I'm kidding. But she is an expert. So yeah, if you have gardening questions, reach out to Garden Mama on air. She has an email address she shared with you guys a lot. If you have questions after. Get in touch with her that way directly, and she can help.
She can handle it, and she does a pretty good job. I enjoy listening to her myself, so it's a good time. I know her pretty well. I haven't seen her in a while. I guess she's in, not here now, is she?
Nolens.
There's a song that Jesse Winchester wrote called Down Around Biloxi, and he talks about all the girls swimming in the sea and the boys filling their pail with salted water, and he says, but then the storms roll in from New Orleans. So he's always talking about where the storms come from. And speaking of that, it was also the anniversary this past week of Katrina, which was devastated the coast, not only New Orleans, but devastated the coast as well. So I think it's we should mention that as well. So, okay, we're done mentioning stuff. So I guess we have to get to the basic.
Got to get it done now. Got to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Well,
your dogs and your eagles are playing a big one coming today.
They sure are.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. I have to say, the crowd that I've checked in on is vibrant.
Yeah.
A lot of Mississippians are there today with two major Division I schools playing in Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg playing host.
And they're playing this morning, aren't they?
11 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought they were playing earlier.
But, yeah, you know, Hattiesburg playing host to the Starkville crew coming in. And it's going to be a big deal. And then at the end of the year, you'll have Mississippi State hosting the Mississippi High School playoffs.
Right.
As Southern has had it many, many years. So it'll be a kind of a flip-flop. You know, you got State going down to Hattiesburg to play a big ball game today. And then at the end of the year, all these high school kids that work so hard will get back to Starkville, which is, absolutely, since the last time people have gone there for the Mississippi High School Championship,
sure.
I think it was 2016 or 2014. Wow. Think about how much Starkville has changed.
Oh, it is so very much. So very much. I mean, I've had kids that have gone to college there. I still have a granddaughter up there right now in college. And, it has changed over the years. Just
in a great way. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean it.
Absolutely.
Way,
yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Positive. Yeah. It's become a true university that really has an impact on the rest of the nation, because it really, really does. And all of the universities here in Mississippi are so strong and powerful. It's unbelievable how much really they you can't put a value on that. You just can't.
And we had a listener that had gotten in touch with somebody this week. I believe it was Dixon, and he brought me a note and said, hey, would you give this gentleman a call? He was, I think he had a son or a grandson interested in the trades.
Yeah.
And he had heard, we had had a guest on earlier in the week, and he said, man, I don't know who that guest was. I said, look, just get in touch with Brent Bean at Build Mississippi, and he will steer you in the right way.
He will steer
you. So that was information I shared. So if anyone's out there, you know, interested in having a son or a grandson or a daughter or a granddaughter or yourself jumping into the trades out there and, you know, working in a field where there's just a high demand,
right?
Good pay,
right?
Brent Bean, Build Mississippi. That's what I'll say. That's our kind of go-to, because
he is the
repository of information, and they also do the training.
And he can set you up to be an apprentice to go to work somewhere.
Yeah.
I watch the news a lot, and the other day I saw a segment on the news that was talking about shipbuilding and how this country has fallen way behind as far as, like, China is building a lot more ships than we ever thought of. And they gave the reason that we're falling behind because, one, we're just outsourcing just about everything. And then now we've changed and we're sort of bringing that back together again. But we still have a problem with the expansion of the existing shipyards because there's not enough good available help. And that's just the bottom line. There's not enough people that are willing to dig in and learn something. And believe me, in the shipbuilding trade, everything from welding to electrical to plumbing to painting, you name it. And that is, I mean, ships have gotten very complex. And, of course, we have one of the best shipbuilding yards in the world right here in Pascagoula. It's just amazing, that shipyard down there. And of course, they're all over the country. But that one is pretty large. And there are some people who listen to this show regularly who actually work down there and enjoy working at Pascagoula very, very much. But
the coast is a beautiful place. It's a conglomerate of many small to mid-sized towns that
sure.
make up largely the biggest population base in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Great employment opportunities there, and especially with Ingalls, as you were saying,
yeah.
largest shipbuilder, also an employer of many, many Mississippians. I know there's others that probably come in from Alabama and drive over from Louisiana, but it's an amazing company. Been around for a long time.
Yeah.
As you said, I mean, it's not just going to be welding and things like that. There'll be a lot of electrical engineering and all these things. I mean, you'll be working with people from all walks of life putting a ship that size together, getting
correct.
Into the electronics, the technology, all the right. things that come with that. Oh, man. I mean, electricians are going to be needed big time. You ever looked at one of those? I mean, they're huge.
They're huge. And these people that work in that trade actually make a very good living and have a very good life in front of them and almost have, like, job security.
Well, necessity.
Yeah.
When there's a job that is built upon necessity, generally you're going to have an opportunity to make a little more money because, it's like real estate. Scarcity is your friend. If you own real estate and you want to sell it, if there's no available real estate around you and yours is the only one that's for sale, you're probably going to get paid better, per acre or whatever.
Same in this
field. These are essential jobs.
Right.
These aren't jobs where you can go write an article and fire it off and, it goes to the ether of the internet and all. These are jobs where you're building hard assets.
Right.
Things that will be sold or used physically and hopefully have long lifespans. And the engineering and the quality of construction behind that must back that up, right?
Right.
So
right.
you're getting paid because you're doing an essential job.
An essential job.
Need more folks willing to take those jobs that have right. the skills so that we can live up to the demands that are out there placed upon the American
and
people.
And demands that are coming as
and
well.
Demands that will be coming.
And there's a lot on the way, and there's a lot happening right now to make this that segment of the population grow and grow and grow. So being educated, and I'm not talking about a four-year college degree or a doctorate degree. I'm talking about a training program where you can become an apprentice in a particular field of working with your hands and working, really learning how to do things and how to build things. It's so important, and it is such a need, not only here in this state, but throughout the entire country. It's going to be incredible how many people are needed to do just that. So it's going to happen. But as I said, I watched the news quite a bit. I can't help it. Here's another article that came up with the news I had to just comment on. There was a plane that took off, I think, from Philadelphia, and they got a little bit, maybe 100 miles out of Philadelphia, and somebody inside had a device, a computer or a phone or something, and it caught on fire, and a fire had was started inside the cabin of the passenger plane, and the attendants had at the disposal, ready to use, fire blankets. And these fire blankets work so well in snuffing out, just getting rid of all of the oxygen and making that fire safe. And, of course, that plane made an emergency landing in somewhere, I think. I've forgotten where it was. But in New York, I think. I don't know. May have been Washington. But at any rate, it did. And everything was fine because the attendants just jumped right on it and took care of it the way it should be taken care of. And, again, that just underlines the need for fire blankets. I think they're necessary to have in every house.
And it underscores it speaks volumes to the lack of desire I have to get in an airplane over the last few years with all the stuff. Man, I mean, it's not – I'll drive.
I don't think you're alone in thinking that way.
Now, Richard Cross has to fly all the time.
Sure.
Out this weekend, and I hope he's having a wonderful time today and was safe. But, I do not envy those that have to be on an airplane
all the time,
once or twice a week,
yeah.
in and out. And,
yeah.
it would drive me crazy. Not because of the crowds and people as much as the you just seen a lot of accidents, you know, lately from whether it's small planes or large planes, helicopters. And not saying that it's any, you know, there's any nefarious thing. I mean, accidents happen. It
sure.
Just seems that the airway, you know, the skies are more crowded, obviously. Today.
The skies are more crowded, and there are occasional accidents from time to time. But the truth be known, it's safer to fly than it actually is to drive. The roads are more hazardous. You can get more easily injured on the roads than you can on the highway.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
And I believe it.
But
I feel like I'm more in control, I guess. And, yeah. Of course, you got others that are driving their vehicles, and maybe you don't trust them. But, I mean, I really take driving serious, y'all.
Oh, I do, too. I watch them.
Messing around. I'm looking for the ones that are on their phone in the left lane. And
the ones that are going 100 miles an hour in the wrong lane.
Stay out of the way of them.
Look out.
And you're on the motorcycle doing 400 miles an hour.
I was coming up here this morning, and somebody went by me about 100 miles an hour. I went, oh, my God, this person's crazy, man. What are they doing?
It was foggy this morning, too.
When you came in, I bet it was real foggy.
It was.
It was pretty foggy when I left the house, but by the time I got up here, it started breaking up a little bit. So,
have you had any, as far as with the weather change, did you have any motivation to get out and do anything different this week as, say, compared to last week?
I've got a project that I've been looking at and thinking I need to get done.
You need to get it done. No.
And it's a matter of taking out a patio door out of my bedroom and installing a window in there, which I have an egress window, which would work very well and very, very high efficient window, much more efficient, energy efficient than that patio door. And I've been meaning to change it, and I promised myself I'd wait till the cooler weather. And I got to admit, it just dawned on me this week that, you know, it might be time to start thinking about that. But I think I'm going to lay off and wait until I'm sure the 90-degree weather is done with, which is we've been very fortunate the past few week or so. The weather's been cooler than normal, which is great.
It was. It was a little chilly one night as I sat out and got up the next morning. But as that front blew through, it kind of warmed back up into the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, 70s is very pleasant to get out and do things.
It is.
And eventually it'll get cold, but you get these window days or a few days in a row where you get a false fall and you get out there and start getting motivated. I've got a nice project that I have to do in ripping out an old wooden – it's not old. It's just over – it gets a lot of rain in that area.
Got
to rip it out and replace it with poured concrete.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be a much better deal. But it has a pergola above it and, you know, all that. It's nice. But the wood just continues over years. I've had to replace the top of it many times.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm done with that. I'm going to do concrete.
Concrete it up. All right. You listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Coming up next, hopefully we're going to get Thomas Trammell on the phone with Family Termite. He's on vacation, but he said, call me anyway, man. I'll pick it up and talk to you. I'll be happy to talk about termites. So hang on with us. We'll be back in just a minute on Super Talk.
When you listen to Super Talk Mississippi, you become part of a statewide community, a community of knowledgeable, engaged, enlightened, well-informed, hard-working men and women just like you, all eager to see the Magnolia State grow and prosper. There may be some disagreement on how to get there, but the goal remains the same, for each Mississippian to reach their American dream. Thanks for listening and being a part of the conversation on Super Talk Mississippi. Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Friday night.
All right, Handyman Man Show right here, Super Talk Mississippi. Thomas Trammell wishes he was on vacation.
Yeah, it's one of those unfortunate things that happens sometimes on the way to vacation.
On the way to vacation, sometimes somehow his vehicle broke down and he's on the side of the road. So he's going to be hard to have a conversation with us and focus on his business where he's going to focus on. Let's get this sucker back on the road. All right, Thomas, good luck to you, man. But at any rate, things have come in on the text line, which I think kind of important. John wrote that a friend of mine went from being a meth dealer to a pastor at a church. And again, awareness. It's Overdose Awareness Day, and I think the important thing is that we understand and be more understanding rather than judgmental of people who are doing drugs and getting to the point of maybe they're going to overdose, to understand the addiction that they have and what they can do to overcome it. But I found that almost anybody that has an addiction to anything at all, that they may cure their addiction for one particular substance, but somehow they use that addiction somewhere else to focus on something positive rather than to focus on something negative. And that same kind of desire and passion that they have for that substance that they may be overdosing on one day or abusing can actually... they can take that same energy and install it in somewhere else, like the pastor of a church. Wow. I mean, talk about being able to forgive yourself and to move on, and for us, the public, to understand and not to judge. I think that's the most important thing. All right, another got a text in from Chad in Van Cleve about watching state games. He said he had some friends invite him over, and he said, I'll go, but they'll probably only invite me one time because I'm going. And he goes, I just go crazy watching state games.
You know, when it's your team and you have an affinity for it, and you deal with that on Friday nights too, and folks you get really fired up and excited about your alma mater, your team, and when things don't quite go the way you want it, I'm one of the ones that can, I'm a club thrower in golf, so I know how he feels. It ain't going your way sometimes.
Back in the day when Tom Brady was big with us, the Patriots, and my son and I were all the time watching the Patriots. We still watch the Patriots a lot, but not like we used to when Tom Brady was heading up the Patriots for so many years. You'd have to be in a room alone with him to watch the Patriots game and just kind of disregard everything he's doing because he went absolutely crazy. I mean, wow. I mean, yelling and screaming and hollering. But that's what this game does to us. That's a good thing. All right. We're going to get to work and do some stuff.
It's called passion.
Passion.
And it's great to have passion. I mean, you were mentioning addiction.
Ooh, yeah.
And I was addicted to baseball. Yeah. I was addicted to sports. And,
sure.
You know, I can understand that addiction mindset.
But if you weren't addicted.
I would go to bed at night. I would pray to God that I would wake up tomorrow and be better. You know, I mean, it was so ingrained, and I would be scared to death that I would not be as good tomorrow. I mean, at 12 years old, 13, 14, you know, so that mindset, we're taught to take things extremely seriously. We're taught to master your craft, focus, be obsessive compulsive about things. And that does feed into an addiction because you're taught to focus and do.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, as you mentioned, though, you've got to find that other outlet, maybe the creative side, the positive side of obsessive compulsive or addiction, instead of allowing it to go the darker paths.
That's right.
You got to find the other way.
Certainly a positive
way. There's a lot of darkness in feeling like the way I did about, you know, going to bed at night, just scared to death that I wasn't going to throw as hard tomorrow or I was not going to be as good.
Well,
you got to put it into perspective, though. I think
it brings up another question: how did you get to the point where you could deal with that? Let's call it an addiction to baseball and live a normal life again.
Oh, I couldn't for a long time. You know, that's my point. Is it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot out of you to pour that much into something.
Yes,
and it defines you to some extent.
Yeah, it does.
Whether it's with drugs,
exactly,
or alcohol, or sports or gambling, whatever it is that you have that addiction to,
right.
It becomes a consuming thing. And you've got to learn in some ways to back out of that and let, you know, it's like to say you can't see the forest because of the trees.
Yeah.
And I think you get that way. You get so tunnel vision. So it took me time to really kind of back out of that and teach myself maybe a different way of thinking. And,
sure.
And but again, I'm very flawed as a human being, and I've learned lessons. And I would, if I could ever share something of value, I think that I always have felt that those are very connected.
Yeah.
The mind that would go to addiction, say for heroin, is the same type of mind that can almost overdo your focus and commitment to something. And
right.
So you almost overwork yourself.
Right.
And you get
right.
burned out either way. I mean, anything can do that to you.
One thing I've learned in life, so to speak, is that starting over again will probably happen 3 or 4 times, maybe even more in your life.
Yeah.
And it's important that you recognize that maybe I was addicted to baseball. Maybe I need to slowly just kind of walk away and find another path to put
or
this
diversify,
energy.
Right? Yeah, you know, find more things that interest you and maybe not focus on one thing so
and
much.
And it's a matter of starting over again to realize.
The greatest athletes are obsessive compulsive.
Oh, absolutely.
They are 100%. I was watching a video a year or so ago about Corey Seager, and he thought he was like me. He was scared. He would go to bed at night as a pro.
Yeah.
Just praying to God, please. I mean, I want to be good. I don't want to be worse tomorrow. And, you know, and it really fuels you to be great. But
sure.
at the same time, it's an obsession.
It
could be
sure
unhealthy, you know. So everything in moderation, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. But again, there are certain people that have this passion for a particular whatever it is, drug or sport or maybe even working handyman, maybe even working.
Again, we can go with that. I mean, anything can have that type of function to your brain.
Right.
And you just got to be aware of it, I think.
Yeah, you've got to be aware of it. You've got to control.
We all have that within us. We you know, we all have that tendency to turn the screw a little too tight sometimes. And
well, I did that for a long time in music. I thought really that my life was absolutely – matter of fact, I think I've heard myself say before, I'm never going to do anything else in life but this because this is the greatest thing in the world, and that was music, because I was on the road and having a great time and just having a crazy discussion with some of the other musicians around, and we all agreed, oh yeah. But then again, how many times when I was 15 did I say I'm never going to live past 30? A bunch. But it's just a matter of changing your focus and realizing where you can put that focus and use that energy. So Awareness Day, Overdose Awareness Day.
Well, and I think that has a lot to do with where we are as a society, too, when we talk about workforce development and, you know, participation. You know, we need to be doing a better job of giving that – those kids out there that have that desire, that obsessive compulsive ability to focus and be great at something – we need to find and do better at identifying where we can go a different direction. Where is this starting, and where are some of the issues that are showing themselves, and then offering – an alternative to that.
That's correct.
You know, and maybe that's we're getting closer, but work is the key. You know, when you're making
absolutely
a good living, and you can go home and you got a house and you got your car, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself.
Sure.
And you're going to look at that job and go, I have this job, I have all this stuff because of that job.
Yeah.
And then you start, I think you have priorities.
Yeah.
And those are good obsessions, I think.
Oh, those are good obsessions to have. I was very fortunate as a young man. My dad was a pretty good handyman. He had this can-do attitude. In other words, it didn't matter if something looked impossible to do. He would do a deep dive into it with talking with other people and learning. And he left that to me. He gave that to me, and he showed me. And of course, he died when I was pretty young. I was like 13. But I was fortunate enough there were two other people that were also mechanically minded and were willing to help and show me how to get things accomplished. One just happened to be a really good friend, and I knew him really, really well. And he taught me an awful lot about taking care of a house and taking care of things and helping around all the time. And the other one was a lumberyard owner. He owned many lumberyards around, but he also taught me an awful lot about how to treat people, how to work ethic was like unbelievable. So I was very fortunate to have that in my life. A lot of people don't have that today. They don't have the parents or the guidance to direct them in a particular direction, and they just kind of end up where they end up by themselves. But they should know there's plenty of opportunity out there for them today, and plenty of people that will grab them by the hand and show them how to do a particular trade and how to get involved in life and really have a passion for what you do, because those people exist. And As Lance said earlier, and I agree, Build Mississippi is one of those organizations, and it will always be there to help. So, hey, it's worth checking them out. All right. Well, asbestos was generally prohibited in the United States in 1980, but a lot of homes and automobiles and all that built before 1980 have asbestos parts in them. Like our homes, we used it for insulation, we used it for roofing, we used it for siding and flooring, and we did all sorts of things with asbestos because we thought it was like the greatest thing on earth. And it did have its properties that were really, really important, but it also has some danger involved in it as well. And if you live in an older home and there is asbestos in that home, whether it be anywhere at all, it's kind of okay as long as you don't mess with that asbestos. Don't make it move around. Don't cut it. Don't dust it. Don't just stay away from it. Leave it be. It's probably behind your walls where you can't see it anyway, or up in your piping where you can't see it. But just stay away from it and just don't worry about it. Now, up until 1980, there were a lot of automobile parts, gaskets and brake pads and whatnot, that had a lot of asbestos in them to help them last longer and be stronger, because asbestos is a very strong material. But that was kind of outlawed, and they now in America, they are not building any automobile with asbestos parts. However, if you import parts for your older vehicle, a lot of these parts still have some asbestos in it, because asbestos may be outlawed here in the U.S., but it's not worldwide. It's still being used worldwide in a lot of places, and not safely, but still it's being used worldwide. So I think safety is the thing. We need to realize the importance of how we thought it was the greatest at one time, because it was close to it, but it also has its danger involved, and asbestos can be dangerous. Before 1980, most popcorn-type ceilings had asbestos in them. And, hey, nowadays they don't, of course, and you don't see quite as many popcorn ceilings as you used to see. And you can now buy a popcorn ceiling spray in a can, which actually can do a great repair on a popcorn ceiling roof. But if it's an older roof and that house is old and been around since the 80s and be earlier, you could have some trouble. You could have serious problems with it. Make sure. And the only way you can really figure that out is have your home inspected by somebody, or you know. And gosh, I hope you don't have to remove any asbestos from your home, because it gets expensive to remediate any kind of asbestos situation. So it's best to just leave it be and leave it alone. And
you say it's bestos to leave it be?
It's bestos to leave it be. And we speak like don't English.
It's bestos to leave it be.
It's asbestos to leave it be. I like that's good. That's a good one, Jeff. Hey, Jeff Cole, that's a good one.
I love it. All right. Good work, my man.
Yeah, really, we try. Well, let's see. What's going on in the text line? Something. All right. Okay. Some guy, wait a minute, I have to bring that up. They're talking about drugs again. He carried two packs of Narcan in my truck that a police officer, a friend of mine, helped me get in case. I travel a lot, my truck stops at other places, and I tend to need them. And I have never used them on anyone, but at least he has them. And my daughter, who is the principal of one of the schools in Pearl, actually said that all of the principals at that school were taught how to use what is it?
Narcan.
Narcan and how to save any kind of problems that could happen. So it's great that it's in some of the school districts as well. Hey, short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Take a short break. Be right back. Don't go away at the Mississippi Studios.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Be sure to catch the College Football Fix every day at 5, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Now is a great time to buy a Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get amazing deals on Ford trucks and SUVs like the Ford Explorer and Ford F-Series trucks. Ford is America's all-time best-selling auto brand, and Ford F-Series trucks make it easy to get the job done with its legacy of hauling power. Don't miss these deals during Ford Summer Sales Event going on now at your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
The Grammy Museum, Mississippi is thrilled to announce that the Taylor Swift Through the Eras exhibit is extending its stay
until August 31st, 2025.
Nice. The exhibit has drawn record attendance and captivated visitors since the grand opening in fall of 2024. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi, this exhibit celebrates Taylor Swift's remarkable 19-year music career. Don't miss your chance to step into Taylor's world at the Grammy Museum, Mississippi. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit
GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Take along some of your favorite things, 'cause you're gonna need 'em. Right here, wait till I come back around. You and I will go. We'll just sit and watch it all go down, down. I was faking.
I like it. That's good. That's good stuff.
I was in Oxford in the days where JoJo Herman was the keyboardist with Beanland, which is a great band. And if people haven't revisited a couple of bands from Oxford of that era, were Kudzu Kings and Beanland, two classic bands, and recommend anyone that hasn't gone back and listened to some of those. That'll throw you back into the 90s in a heartbeat.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
And just give you some good memories. But I love Widespread. JoJo ends up going on with Widespread and becomes the keyboardist there and has had an amazing run and career in that world, but one of the most genuine, nice guys in the world of music you'll ever meet.
That amazing.
Joe Herman, yeah.
There are a few of those. There are a few of those. And then there's the others.
There's some other ones, too. I heard a good story or two about Belushi the other day. I'm not going to share it on air because I know my buddies are listening, but yeah. That was Belushi. Hey, Jason, that was a classic. Thank you for sharing that.
We talked about Belushi last week. He and Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh tore up a place.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, apparently, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, he was definitely an interesting guy.
All but right. No, I mean, a recent story, like within a 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, of a collaboration effort type deal. It was funny. Jason, I know they're listening. They're doing a catering event, and he and his brother, they have a business there and love eating over there in Pearl. But, yeah, the story was priceless. And, Jason, I think of that the last couple of weeks I've laughed many times over that story with the encounter with Jim Belushi about 2 weeks ago. So thank you guys. They're musicians too, so they know him and had to. They were on stage with him.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting, one of those collaborations that you hope goes a certain way, but it turns into just everything else that
You know what kind of
like when you build a house and it turns out circular and you try to square.
Didn't work. You build a round house, you really have done something special. Because it's hard to build a round house these days. But they're built. They're being built everywhere. Matter of fact, Arden Barnett is, I'd forgotten where he's in some foreign country doing a motocross on the motorcycles, and it's like desert and mountain and round houses and round tents. That's what it is. I don't know if it's Mongolia. I've forgotten where he is. But
the motorcycle and Arden are like connected.
The gear he wears is like, you could probably walk through a fire with the gear he's got on and never get hurt.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was just having a conversation either yesterday or the day before with some guys in Oxford and that were playing Friday night. I was trying to get down to hear the Tallahatchies play at Martin's last night. I really wanted to make it. Joe Austin and Brian Sherwood and that crew, great people.
Sure.
And the song Bye Bye Birmingham is amazing if you haven't heard it. One of our Mississippi bands, Oxford area. But they were playing last night, and I couldn't get down there. But we were talking about he was like, man, we'd like to do some more things in the Jackson area. We've gone all over. It's not just where they come here. But I said, man, Arden's the guy to talk to. And he always wanting to connect. I said, well, if you want to connect with Arden, you talk to him about motorcycles and being gone for 2 months.
Home free.
And Brian was like, man, I'm a motorcycle guy. I said, well, there you go. I did that back many years ago.
You've got your in.
Yeah, I said, that's your in right there. So it's fun connecting with people.
Call up Arden Land, and one of the girls will answer the phone and say, hey, I want to talk to Arden about motorcycles.
That's it. Yeah, there you go. About music in a minute.
And you won't get this. He's not in at the moment.
they'll forward you to him wherever he may be. But it was a great conversation. Yeah. And it was one of the, I love that about this job we get to do. To connect with people.
For sure.
There's a lot of great musicians out there that are handymen. That's another side of that.
But I was about to say that I was amazed by the number of people in Mississippi that have been involved in music, whether it be driving the truck for the gear to go from station to station, or being a roadie, or being a musician. There are so many people in the state that have been involved in that kind of industry. It just amazes me. It just amazes me how many people are. It's just like, wow, amazing.
JT was, last night, it was JT and Borky's first night to do Hartfield football, and they had a blast. And it was, as we talked to JT, bringing in the 10 o'clock show, the scoreboard show, Mississippi Farm Bureau scoreboard show, he was en route to, from the press box with all the gear going to the car. And it was his first time to do this. And you could tell this was a great experience. But at the same time, you kind of had to be a handy dude you got to plug and do and get all this stuff working.
Yeah.
And so the electrical side of it. Yeah. I mean, it's always fun to hear, stories about the game day experience. If you're one of the people going and doing the calling at night on a Friday, it is something else.
It is something else.
And so Borky lost his voice during the call. He was having so much fun. And then, so JT, though, he had to do the carrying of all the goodies, back to the truck. And I think Borky was like, out. He needed some lozenges. I need some lozenges. And then listening to JT, I got all this gear, and he's talking to us. He must have had his earphones in, carrying all the stuff back.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, watching Gary O'Kane and Houston McDavid, those guys are geniuses.
I was talking to Houston last weekend, and he said, well, I'm about to hit the road for about 6 to 8 months.
We're done with remotes for a while.
He says, I'll be traveling so darn much going to football games. It's unbelievable.
It can be exhausting. But, that just is where I circle back around. These are the types of things that college isn't required to get out there and wire. And there's so many things that we do that are technical here. I don't do them, but somebody does.
Somebody
does.
They're
very smart. they do a good job.
Right. And there's a lot of ways to get educated in technology today, whether it be a trade school or something different. But to get educated in technology is very, 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 very valuable.
Yeah.
And because it's a growing industry, technology is like, it just seems like there's always something new coming our way and always something better. And what's that next? Who knows? Who knows? Oh, well. Hey, let me tell you about Revel Ace Hardware. Revel Hardware is one of the best hardware stores in the sound of my voice. They do a great job at Revel Ace Hardware. They care about customer service more than they care about anything. But on top of that, they've got all of the items you'll ever need in any hardware store, nuts and bolts and screen wire and glass and I mean, plumbing fixtures and electric, you name it, they have plants and outside fixtures, all the things you'll ever need. On top of that, next to their Pearl store is their power equipment center, and it's a major building with a major, major stock of repair parts and pieces, and they can fix any lawnmower or type thing that you may have, and they do a great job. That's Revel Outdoor Power Equipment Center and Revel Hardware. Great, great people. I really would love to help you along any way they can. And many stores here in the central Mississippi area. I'd love to have you come by today and take a look at what they've got. You talk about you need something to do some cooking on this weekend. They've got it, man. They've got all the stuff, and I'm sure they're cooking something this weekend up at one of their stores to show off their green egg or their smoker or whatever you may be interested in. They'll do just that. But Revel Ace Hardware, great people in the hardware business. All right. We've got a break coming up with some national Fox News and some local news coming your way. And then we'll be back with more of the Handyman Show. And we'll kick it off with a music segment, which we haven't done yet. We'll do just next. So you stick with us right here. Buddy Slowick, Handyman, Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back in a few.
Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking
All right, welcome back to the Handyman Show. Is that where you're going to start?
I'm sorry?
Is that what you have on the screen? Is that you're going to start with that one?
No, it just rotated accidentally.
Oh, okay.
I had it on pause.
I was confused. I was going, well, I guess I can go backwards. But,
I had it on pause, but sometimes these things will have a mind of its own when you flip it over.
Well, that's the way the computer is. That's right. Well, I don't know whether to mention that request that we had or not to you.
I'll have to do the music segment first.
I'm not sure I'd want to do that song right now today anyway. But we'll do it one day in the future, maybe.
Let's see what we're doing.
But, hey.
I know that one really well. Yeah.
I read a sign one time in a music store that said, anybody that plays that particular song with their guitar will be taken away from them and be asked to leave.
Hey, I did something. I always enjoyed this when there's a couple of listeners that are music guys.
Yeah.
And I'll stump them every now and again with one. And the other day I played the Last Days of May, which is the Blue Oyster Cult. Great song.
Sure.
I mean, man, it's smooth and just got such great harmony. And a few minutes pass, I get this. I'm stumped. What was that? I feel he got him good. And it's a great song. Yeah. It's one of the fairly obscure, but a great song.
There's a lot of obscure songs that are really great, great, great songs.
Yes, sir. I went back through the whole anthology of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've gone through, you sent me 12 text emails the other day. I've gone through six of them so far.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much wealth of great music.
There really is.
I mean, it just, Billy Corbin is something else. I totally had years pass and you forget. I always love revisiting things that were in your childhood in the 90s, for me.
It kicked like
upper
crazy.
Childhood. But man, I was just like, I can't remember. I can't believe I didn't remember all of those.
Yeah, really.
I mean, there were so many good ones.
Well, we're going to start this morning with a group called Jason Scott and the High Heat. Jason Scott grew up in the Pentecostal church and he became a youth pastor. And after that, he started having children, was married, and said, I'm going to get a real job. And he got a real job, and he worked for 8 years behind the desk, writing, doing all that kind of stuff. And he said, no, this isn't for me. And then he started doing music, which he should have been doing his whole life. He's written many great, great songs. His group, High Heat, used to laugh at him a great deal because he had never heard of Stairway to Heaven or never heard of who was Led Zeppelin and never knew of all the great groups back then because he was so involved in the church at that time that he never really realized what was going on. But his songs always have a great positive message. And The Stone, it's really not about the stone that people are rolling that people want to roll over so Christ can rise again, but it's a stone that is in front of soldiers who've maybe fought in the Middle East and are suffering from PTSD. And his whole comment on the song is about moving that stone out of the way and be able to address their PTSD, because there are so many people suffering with that today. So there's a positive message in this stone called Jason Heat. Jason Scott and High Heat, The Stone. Let's give a listen to what they have to say. Suffering big time, and We need to roll away the stone and help them any way we can. Great song. Jason Scott and High Heat. Good band. Good sound, too. I like what they're doing. Well, next we're moving on to Montrose. Montrose, of course, was a big-time band. And the song we're going to do is Rock Candy, which is actually the lead vocal. He was called at that time Sam Haggard, but he's called Hagger. Sammy Haggard is who he is. And he sang lead for Montrose from 1973 to 1975. And they were on a long tour, and after the long tour, of course, Montrose really believed, and he preached this to all of his musicians and people who worked with him: no drugs or alcohol, not going to happen on my show. It's not going to happen. So they took their vacation after a long tour. I mean, they were on tour for like a year straight, and they decided to go to Cabos, Mexico, and Haggard got into tequila and drugs and said, "Man, I'm having a great time down here." Well, Ronnie Montrose was ready to go back to the studio after about a week or so and do some cutting their next album. And Sammy Haggard said, "I ain't going anywhere. This tequila down here, this beach is too much for me. I'm not going anywhere." So he either quit or got fired. I'm not quite sure how that took place, but he was no longer at that point with Montrose. But he didn't hurt really badly because he'd had a great solo career and a great career later with Van Halen. Plus, Sammy Hager's been around a long, long time. So, hey, let's listen to Montrose, Rock Candy. Great song. I think there's not a person in the world out there who hasn't heard I Can't Drive 55. Sammy's been around a while, believe me. Great, great, great talent for sure. All right, moving ahead. Gregory Isaac from Jamaica, known in Jamaica as the Cool Ruler, and a great, exquisite voice. It sounds wonderful, and was considered one of reggae's top performers, along with Bob Marley and people like that, and worldwide recognition, and plus all of the adulation he got from Jamaica was unbelievable. But he always has believed in writing a positive message and getting the thing out there and getting people to know that this is going to be a good thing. So let's Gregory Isaac, and he did a lot of reggae. He and great, great, great artist. Cool Down the Pace, Gregory Isaac. Let's listen to that thing. Thank you. Interesting segment where I was looking for a vocal one, but I was somehow or other, I don't know, that didn't happen. But at any rate, he's a great multi-instrumentalist, and that's a version of some of the great things he does. But his song, Cool Down the Pace, is really a good song, and we'll get to it another time. But Gregory Isaac, great, great artist, really worth listening to if you like reggae at all. He's really worth listening to. Well, next is Michael Fronte and Spearhead. And Michael Fronte was born in Oakland, California, and he plays funk and reggae and folk and rock and some hip-hop, and always a message in his song that really touches you and wants to make things better all the time. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, and he tries to stay active within the political and social happenings. His father was a Native American, and the Spearheads joined him in 1994. That's going to be, yeah, that is correct. Great song, Michael Fronte and Spearhead. A good day for a good day. Hey.
Why does everybody in the world seem so divided? Why is everybody gotta hate each other? Who decided? If I took all the world's pride and all the world's money and wrapped it in a blanket and put it in a buggy, could you see that maybe that baby was just the same as you are? You know it's never been easy. Every day for everybody ain't breezy. And I hope you realize when you look into another person's eyes, you know today would be a very good day, just to have a good day. You know today would be a very good day, just to have a good day. With a little more love and a little more laughter, a little more good vibes, less disaster. You know today would be a very good day, just to have a good day, all day long. Everybody's in the streets out coughing. Smog in the air gonna send you to your coffin. Plastic everywhere down there with the dolphins. Everybody was born to a mama, so everybody is connected like karma. So disconnect yourself from the drama. Everybody's trying to heal like trauma. You know it's never been easy. Every day for everybody ain't breezy. And I hope you realize when you look into another person's eyes, you know today will be a very good day, just to have a good day. You know today would be a very good day, just to have a good day.
Yeah.
With a little more love and a little more laughter, a little more good vibes, less disaster. You know today would be a very good day, just to have a good day. And I say, hey, hey, put all my troubles to the side. And I say,
Michael Fronte, all right, taking us home with the Blues Breakers, John Mayhall with Eric Clapton. It was Eric Clapton's first gig right after he finished with Yardbirds and was playing with the Blues Breakers. Let's just give it a listen to it.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first.
With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour.
Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Can you believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
You hear that?
Lonely feeling deep inside. Find a corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness, but I can see. No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
Another group from Canada that made it just wonderful around here. They made some great music. They really did. I enjoyed them very much.
Well, that's not a moose. That's my mother-in-law. Dave and I had a fun time with that. I had a live read thing where it was not like an advertisement. It was more of our what happened on this day in history.
Yeah.
And it was Friday, and we were talking about you know, all the unique things that happened. And apparently there's a Canadian astronaut. I didn't know this. And he had done a spacewalk and was a very big kind of rock star figure in Canada.
Sure.
It was like his the anniversary of the day he did it, the Canadian spacewalk.
Yeah.
And I was like, Canada has a space shuttle or something? Yeah, I've never heard of it, you know. So then we started playing around with Canada. It's like, well, if you're an alien, I'll give you my spaceship if you want it. I'll give you my shoes, too.
Well, they have their own space program?
I don't. That's what I was saying.
Probably hitched a ride on with the Russians or us or somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I was curious. But it was funny because we kind of went off in the, into the woods with the Canadians and had a little fun.
You kind of have to be spacey to live in that north climate anyway.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's more moose than people. You know.
Yeah, and them's as big, too.
They big.
Them moose is as big as big
they're
as they
big
can
as my car.
But sure, for sure. All right. Forklifts today are used in just about every business you can think of, and they were invented in 1917 by Eugene Clark. And everybody's sort of Clark forklifts, or a lot of people have at any rate. In 1920, hydraulics were added, and they made that much better. And then a vertical mast was added a little later. And the basics really haven't changed much since then. But we learned much more about using them in different sizes. And there's things you can sit on. And there's big ones that carry huge lose loads. And then there's smaller ones that fit on the back of trucks that actually can take delivery or lumber delivery vehicles and unload the material from the truck and put it on place right where you like it without damaging a thing. So forklifts are very big in industry today and help so very, very much. And that's to be a dedicated forklift driver. Forklifts are relatively dangerous. I mean, you can get hurt on them very easily, and you can hurt somebody else on them very easily, particularly people who are not paying attention when a forklift is being used. Anytime a forklift is being used around you, pay full attention to it and stay away from any area which might be dangerous. Back up maybe about 20 steps away from it and let it do its work. And whoever's driving it, let them be kind of not have to worry about you being in the way. So I think forklifts are an amazing invention, and I think it's something that we see. I mean, you even see them in grocery stores and back of trucks. Now they have little rolling forklifts that roll under things that are manual that work very, very well. So, yeah, very, very important to industry is forklifts.
Wasn't there like on the ESPN 14 or something, they had like the forklift championships one time? I'm trying to remember. I know somebody on our text line will remember that, where it was like, you know, professional forklift drivers like did a competition.
No, I'd like to see it.
It was pretty interesting. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I've seen a couple of those, but the forklifts are cool because they can make them do all kind of crazy stuff if they're an expert at it.
If you get
it's like
good,
riding a bike.
If you get good at forklifts, you can do a lot of stuff. I mean, I got pretty good at forklifts. I was driving one a lot when I was younger and got really wicked. I could unload things and move things around a little bit and just even not even picking them up with a blade, just by taking a blade and pushing it just a little bit. Or, you know, you can do an awful lot with a forklift when you know how to use
it. It's just like having a robot hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, knowing how to use it.
Yep.
But you've got to learn how to use it first. But very good tool, very good tool, and very good tool. All right. Well, lumber in the United States, we're kind of a lumber-rich company, but there's a lot of logging done here in Mississippi, and but we have a protection in place for a lot of our forests that are the undergrowth is taken care of, and you drive through any national forest in the state of Mississippi, and there's not a whole lot of undergrowth in there, and they're always planting new trees, and but wood is used in everything from fine furniture to musical instruments to paper to many structures, including even toothpicks. But agriculture and forestry are big industries in Mississippi and always will be, because we're just surrounded by trees and lumber all the way. And it's used for so many different things nowadays, where they're taking lumber products and taking just the pulp from lumber products and actually creating other types of lumber from it and creating a stronger than a lumber type situation, which can be done. The product is called superwood, and superwood has been invented by boiling wood in a food grade chemical solution and removes all of the soft cells from it, and then takes the ligaments and bonds them together, and with high pressure and heat and whatnot, and bonds them very tightly together. And it, when it comes out, it's very straight and very strong, and many times it's stronger than steel. Now, this product, superwood, has been invented and is in the process of being developed for use in for distribution. But at this point, it's not available as far as a distribution is concerned. But it will be, and it's a product of the future. And again, it's a product, it's a natural product of the earth. It's something that we use because it was given to us to use. And so therefore, we're going to find uses for it today, and we'll find more uses for it in the future. But and that will continue to grow and grow and grow. But it's important that we take care of the forests that we have, and because they're important to the well-being of the earth as far as the air that we breathe and just so many different things. So I really think forests are very, very important, and particularly here in this state where forestry is such a big industry. People really do believe in the forestry industry, and they really want to work it as hard as they can. Matter of fact, I think once or twice a month in this building here in the state farm, in the Farm Bureau Federation building, we have, a Farm Bureau Federation building, they have a forest management.
Yeah, they forest management, logging, and all kinds of stuff going on here. I've seen all those guys, they're busy.
They're busy. You see them all the time, and they're just learning things about how they can improve their work on their property, and it's such a great thing to see. And they're always learning something and always moving ahead. So I think that's important to do, and it's important to know that. So that product called Superwood, we'll be seeing it on the market pretty soon. And it's like I say, it's a compressed wood, and it's stronger than steel, and it will really make a big difference in the way that we work in the industry today as far as building houses and building structures, because it's so strong and it will work so well. All right. Let me take a minute and tell you about Atlas Foundation Repair. Your foundation needs some work, your slab foundation. You've got some sinking, or maybe you've got some... Well, yes, there are a number of foundation companies you can call, and they're going to offer you a lot of warranties, and they want to come into your property and probably dig under your house and probably make a big mess and put a lot. But Tony Arpino doesn't do that type of thing. You call Tony, he'll come out to your house, he'll take a look at it, and if some work needs to be done, it will be done by two men and a pickup truck and a little bit of material, and they'll be gone in a day or two without removing any dirt or moving piles of dirt or any heavy equipment on your lawn. Tony Arpino really knows the soils in Mississippi and knows what it takes to correct foundations. You call him at 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair. They do a wonderful job, and I'm sure Tony is right now on his way or there at a football game somewhere because he just is a big time into those things. He's in his Cadillac going somewhere right now to a football game. But if he's not working on somebody's foundation. So give him a call, 800-256-1010, Atlas Foundation Repair. Great company. Great company. All right. Moving ahead with handyman stuff. Because, after all, this is the Handyman Show, by the way, in case you didn't know it. Even if it's a holiday weekend, we are still going to practice some handyman stuff because everybody has handyman stuff to do at home. Whether it's done or not, I don't know. But it could be taken care of, and it should be taken care of. And one of the things that people really need to be more, I don't know, aware of or know that they exist are lock washers. Lock washers really, really work. And a lot of them are just round washers, a little split in them that actually locks the nut in place or the bolt in place. And some of them have teeth inside. They have interior teeth. And when all else fails and something is still coming loose, then Loctite is the thing to use. And I think we talked about that a little bit last week. And there's two or three different types of Loctite available. And somebody brought to my attention that the blue Loctite is really the best and it'll work best for you. So there's really no excuse for bolts coming loose and getting loose, regardless of how much vibration or how much. I mean, you talk about some of the bolts in my truck. It gets pretty rough, you know, up and down. Once in a great while, I'll have to go through and just tighten up some of the bolts on some of the things that are bolted onto my truck, like the steps that are bolted to the bottom of the truck. Well, those bolts come loose from time to time just from all the simple vibrations. So from time to time, it doesn't hurt to go and tighten them up and tighten up all the bolts, and it will help a great deal. It really does make your life a whole lot easier. So, but lock washers really can do a great job in helping you. Sometimes when you replace a regular washer with a lock washer, then a lot of your troubles with a screw backing out or a nut backing out or a nut and bolt backing out, it may solve the problem, and it probably will do a pretty good job for you. All right. Well, all of us seem to have a lot of room in our attic. Whether we use it properly or not is another question. First off, our attic needs to be floored. And how do we floor it? With using plywood that's at least 5/8, maybe 3/4 inch thick, or a solid surface material like even wafer board works pretty well. MDF board works extremely well. But it should be stated that none of these sheet products should be put over electrical wiring and let the wiring press down on the floor joists. That should not happen because that could create all kinds of electrical problems that you don't need. So you either have to move them out of the way or cut little grooves in your floor joists where the wire can actually sit in there and be down below the actual level of the floor joists. And certainly you don't want to cut so deep that you actually hurting the structure of the floor joist by any means, or the ceiling joist, if you will. But once we get that floor down, then we have so much room in our attic to store things. But most of our attics are collect-alls. They have junk in them that just won't seem to catches everything. Everything is left in the attic always. Get in the attic. And that's for those who have already filled up their garage with junk, and then they want to put the junk up in the attic to make some more room. And before you know it, their garage and their attic is full of just nothing but stuff that probably won't be used ever again. So it's a good idea, as the weather gets a little cooler, clean that attic storage out and make yourself more storage room. And the weather is going to get cooler. It'll be nice enough to go up in the attic and do some work and do some straightening out and cleaning out. And don't be afraid to throw away or maybe to donate certain items to certain industries, because there are people who will take donations of just about any kind anywhere. And clean that place up. Use that storage room for what it should be used for. Storing things properly, just things that you may use again. Attic space, good to have. All right, Handyman Show, Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. About to take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't you go away, buddy. Slow it, talk to you.
It's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Be sure to catch the College Football Fix every day at 5, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Now is a great time to buy a Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get amazing deals on Ford trucks and SUVs like the Ford Explorer and Ford F-Series trucks. Ford is America's all-time best-selling auto brand, and Ford F-Series trucks make it easy to get the job done with its legacy of hauling power. Don't miss these deals during Ford Summer Sales Event going on now at your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
The Grammy Museum, Mississippi is thrilled to announce that the Taylor Swift Through the Eras exhibit is extending its stay
until August 31st, 2025.
Nice. The exhibit has drawn record attendance and captivated visitors since the grand opening in fall of 2024. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi, this exhibit celebrates Taylor Swift's remarkable 19-year music career. Don't miss your chance to step into Taylor's world at the Grammy Museum, Mississippi. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit
GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Zach McCraw was sip.
Parched land, no desert sand. Sun is just a dot. And a little bit of water goes a long way. Cause it's hot. We're laughing and smoking in the back of a rented Ford. They couldn't know they weren't going far. Each one with the money in his pocket could go out and buy himself a brand new car. But they all
It won't.
No, it won't. Money will not take you.
Money is not the answer at all, believe me. It's not. I mean, once you learn to understand that it doesn't take a whole lot of money to be just at peace and happy with yourself, you'll do a whole lot better. If you think money's going to solve all your problems, oh, my gosh. You got more problems than money's going to solve, that's for sure. All right. Handyman stuff. That's my comment on money today. Money to me is like, it's there, it's not. You know, I don't care. I've got this I don't care attitude about it. That's the way I feel about money. Maybe that's wrong because there's not enough foresight in that kind of thinking, but that's just the way I am. Oh, well. Oh, well. Centuries ago, I mean, talking about centuries ago, way, way, way back then, a lot of homes were built underground. They were built under the earth. They had like grass for roofs, and they had earth on the roofs, and they turned out to be a very safe, environmental friendly type home. They're really one of the better homes you could live in. Well, about 20 years ago, I was involved with building an underground house in Mississippi, in Raymond, Mississippi. Beautiful, beautiful home, by the way. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous home. But it is, was built on a hillside, and it's underground, basically an underground house. But when you're in the house, you don't barely notice that it's underground at all. It's like living in a beautiful residence is what it is. Plenty of light, and they used a skylight to help a whole lot. And they use also the front facade is all glass. So it's an awful lot of light comes in, but it has a lot of coverage on it. So most of the house is underground. But the efficiency of that home is, like, incredible. The energy efficiency is, like, incredible. And as far as building structures above the ground, I think the only thing we have in society today that comes close to that, even close to building underground, is, like, ICFs, insulated concrete forms, can be used to build a house basically out of concrete, and yet it has insulated forms which offer insulation in them, and they have plenty of rebar going all the way through it, so it becomes a very structurally sound piece of house where it can take storms and it can take hurricanes, and it's just, I won't say it's storm-proof, but it's darn close to it. ICFs haven't taken off quite as much here in the Deep South as they have in a lot of places, but I really do think that it is something that is we're going to see a lot more of, and a lot of houses being built out of ICFs, because when you build a house out of ICFs, you can have any kind of front facade on it you want, bricks or siding or any kind of trim that you want, and the interior is all sheetrocked if that's what you would like for your inside of your home. And they're not just raw cement showing in all the places. They're beautiful homes, and they are beautiful homes. This one in Raymond that I'm talking about looks as good today as it did 20 years ago. Matter of fact, it looks so good that we had it on. We did two or three television promos for it, and a television we featured it one time on a program, and it was a great house. It's still there, underground, a great underground house. I did a lot of designing in that house and worked on it a great deal with the people and enjoyed working on it, and went down and saw it many, many, many times. But they are close to, they're fireproof, they're practically stormproof, and they are really built to withstand all of the elements that we have. Well, so are ICFs. They're fireproof, they're practically stormproof, and with the right kind of glass and the right kind of windows, if you build a house out of ICFs, this insulated concrete forms, you'll have a superior structure, something that's really, really, really well built. And I believe in them totally. I think they're great things to have, and they're great things that we should be aware of, ICFs. And if you want to find out more, you need to call, just get in touch with Joel over at the Concrete Association of Mississippi. Joel can help you so much because he built his house out of concrete, ICFs, insulated concrete forms. It's out in Madison, and it's a beautiful, beautiful house. You can't tell from the outside that it's ICFs, and when you get inside, it's like road noise goes away, wind noise goes away, thunderstorms go away practically. It's a very safe, very, very nice home. And he knows all the subs and all the contractors that do this type of work and can help you a great deal. You call him, you won't be sorry that you did. Joel Wyatt, and he really knows what's going on. Joel Walters, I'm sorry. Waters. Joel, I'll get it right after a while. Give me a break here. Joel Waters, very, very sharp man. He knows what's going on in the concrete industry, and he knows how great of a performance ICFs really are. So it's really worth getting in touch with him and finding out more about them, particularly if you're in the market to build a house and you're going to build your house to live in, and you're going to say, that's going to be the house I want the rest of my life. Well, build out of ICFs, and it will be there, and it will less maintenance, less care, less energy usage. It's just really the way to go today. I believe it is. It really is. But most of us live in wooden structures. And, yes, some of us suffer with some of the products that were put out years ago that weren't quite up to speed as far as a structural exterior product should be. And some of them are decaying. And a lot of our homes need a lot of attention on the outside. And it's important that we give them that attention, that we walk around and find out if things are broken or things need to be repaired or replaced even, that we do that type of work. Handyman work never seems to run out. There's always something to do. I could go home and do 14 things today, but it's a holiday weekend, and I'm going to grill, and I'm going to just kind of grill and chill. That's my weekend, grill and chill. That's what I'm going to do the rest of the weekend. You got any plans for the weekend?
I'll be here, you know, to the end of the day, and then maybe tomorrow I'll think once I get there. I have no idea.
You're working,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I guess most radio people really are.
I don't have a clue what anybody else is up to. I'll do my part today, and then tomorrow I'll figure out what's on the horizon. You know?
And then, do you work Monday?
No. Thank goodness we have that day off.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know whether they had.
You got to get, you know, weather and things like that done for Monday, so I got to get it done today and get it.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Well, there you go. I'm glad you get a couple of days off after you've had a week's vacation, too.
That was a week ago. So, yeah, that seems like 2 months ago at this point. But yeah, that's fine. I enjoyed it. It was great.
Yeah. Of course, you went overseas somewhere special.
Very much so, yeah.
Overseas being the other side of the river.
More or less, yeah.
Oh, well, vacations. I don't know if I haven't taken a vacation this year, so to speak. I've taken short days where I've had to go to the coast and had to go to Florida a couple of times, but still really haven't taken much of a week off and probably won't. Hey, listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show for 2 hours, and we're about out of time. Me to run to the house and just enjoy the weekend. Hey, you take care and have a great weekend. Buddy Sloak saying thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm. There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state. Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Up-to-the-minute reports on air and always online at supertalk.fm. Your statewide news network, Supertalk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm. You can now watch Supertalk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Supertalk TV live on CSpire TV Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard, and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.